Welcome to Unshuck Yourself, powered by the Corpus Christi Originals Podcast Network. I'm Ben DeLeon, and today we're going to be talking about how to handle the office snitch. Every workplace has one. The person who just runs to management, the one who screenshots every conversation, the one who smiles at you, and then forwards the email. And here's the hard truth. The office snitch only has power if you're playing the wrong game. So today we're going to talk about how to deal with them professionally, strategically, and in a way that protects your reputation, not your ego. Because if you handle this wrong, you become the problem. First, let's define something clearly. There's a difference between someone reporting unethical behavior and someone reporting things to gain leverage. We're not talking about whistleblowers. We're talking about the coworker who weaponizes proximity to management for personal gain. And here's the mature truth. You don't fight a snitch. You outgrow them. So here are five professional ways to handle the office snitch. 1. Assume everything is public. If you work in an environment with a known informant, adjust your behavior, not your attitude. Operate like every Slack message could be forwarded, every hallway comment could be repeated, every complaint could be quoted. This isn't paranoia, it's professionalism. When you conduct yourself as if leadership might hear it anyway, you become untouchable. That's real power. 2. Stop feeding them information. Snitches thrive on emotional reactions, private frustrations, gossip. Did you hear what happened? Don't give them oxygen. Keep conversations neutral. Task focus. Document when necessary. You don't need to ice them out dramatically. You just reduce your access. Remember, access to you is earned, not owed. 3. Strengthen your direct relationship with leadership. This is the move that most people avoid. But instead of resenting the person who talks to management, build your own professional bridge. Not socially, not manipulatively. Do it with clear updates, transparent communication, documented progress, and a professional tone. When leadership hears about you from someone else, it should match what they already know. When your reputation is solid, a snitch can't distort it. 4. Never retaliate emotionally. Here's where people self-destruct. They confront publicly or send heated messages, create sides, gossip back, and now leadership isn't just dealing with a snitch, they're dealing with drama. The mature move is calm, neutral, unbothered. If you ever address it, you do it once, privately, and with professionalism. Hey, if there's ever an issue with my work, I'd appreciate you bringing it to me first. That's it. No accusation, no attack, just standards. 5. Let performance be your shield. Snitches rely on perception. High performers rely on results. If your work is clean, your deadlines are met, your communication is documented, your attitude is steady, then gossip looks small next to output. Over time, management notices consistency more than whispers. And here's the truth. If a snitch can hurt you, it's usually because of your performance, and it has gaps. So tighten your work, tighten your professionalism, and you remove their leverage. Workplaces reveal maturity. You can't control who reports what, but you can control your discipline, your communication, your emotional control, your reputation. Don't shrink to survive an insecure coworker. Level up so they become irrelevant. If you're dealing with an office snitch right now, I want you to remember this. You don't win by exposing them. You win by becoming undeniable. That's the difference between reacting and leading. So until next time, I'm Ben De Leon, and this has been Unshuck Yourself. We'll see you next time.